This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Gregory Sula, KC1YNI, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 14th, 2026. 10-year-old Reynaldo Mangua, KM7HFU, has earned his amateur radio license and received quite a welcome. After passing his technician exam earlier this month, Reynaldo received a station donated anonymously to the Maricopa Amateur Radio Association in Arizona. The donor only requested that it go to a deserving young person who successfully earned their amateur radio license. The gear included an almost new multimode transceiver, along with an automatic antenna tuner and power supply. Reynaldo also received a fully restored World War II-era J-38 telegraph key from club member Steve Miller, W6DSM, who hopes to introduce the young ham to Morse code. ARRL offers free membership to full-time students age 21 and younger. He's also a member of the Pinal County 4-H Amateur Radio Club and is now the youngest member of the Maricopa Amateur Radio Association. Amateur radio operators in Colombia are providing communication support following the major earthquake and aftershocks that struck the country on August 10th. According to an update provided to the International Amateur Radio Union, Region 2, amateurs from radio clubs and associations across Colombia have been helping maintain and restore communications in affected areas. At one repeater site, cellular and Wi-Fi networks went down immediately following the earthquake, and the amateur repeaters also failed. Within 15 minutes, however, amateurs had restored the repeaters, along with the systems serving other services at the same time. Other volunteers are working to restore the repeater stations at Cerro Campanario, a mountain peak more than 11,000 feet above sea level. IARU Region 2 Emergency Communication Coordinator Carlos Alberto Santamaria Gonzalez, CO2JC, praised Colombian amateurs for making their communication systems and personnel available for rescue, recovery, and locating people affected by the disaster. Amateurs are also being asked to avoid several emergency frequencies to minimize interference with response communications. You can find those frequencies and the complete story at www.arrl.org/news. ARRL has announced the winners of the Year of the Club contests, recognizing outstanding club newsletters and websites. More than 80 entries were submitted in each contest, demonstrating how radio clubs are using these tools to engage members, promote activities, and strengthen their organizations. In the club newsletter contest, the Gloucester County Amateur Radio Club in New Jersey took first place in the large club category for crosstalk. The Ozaukee Radio Club in Wisconsin won the medium club category with the Ozaukee Radio Club newsletter. And the Peekskill-Cortland Amateur Radio Association of New York won the small club category for the PCARA update. Special commendations went to the SciTech Amateur Radio Society in Massachusetts for its family and youth newsletter, and the Young Ladies Radio League for its globally focused publication, YL Harmonics. In the club website contest, first place went to the Cumberland Valley Amateur Radio Club of Pennsylvania. Second place went to the Sierra Foothills Amateur Radio Club in California. And third place went to the Ventura County Amateur Radio Club in California. Club leaders, newsletter editors, and webmasters should take a look at what these clubs are doing and borrow an idea or two for your own club, said ARRL Emergency Communications and Field Services Director Josh Johnston, KE5MHV. Josh added that the Year of the Club is a celebration of what clubs accomplish and an invitation to keep building on that success. The winners will be honored at next week's 2026 ARRL National Convention in Huntsville, Alabama, and featured in a future issue of QST. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, has received the prestigious Challenger 7 recognition from the Challenger Center. The national recognition honors organizations whose work reflects the spirit, vision, and values of the seven crew members of the Space Shuttle Challenger mission, STS-51L. The Challenger Center says the recognition celebrates organizations that embody the crew's values of exploration, learning, and inspiration. ARIS was recognized for its national and international impact on STEM learning through amateur radio contacts between students and astronauts aboard the International Space Station. ARIS representatives Frank Bauer, KA3HDO, and Jackie Bloomer, KC9LEH, accepted the recognition during the Challenger Center's 40th anniversary celebration. Bauer, who is executive director of Aeris USA and chair of Aeris International, said the Aeris team is humbled by the recognition and values its long-standing partnership with the Challenger Center. He said Aeris astronaut experiences carry forward the spirit of exploration and education by engaging the next generation in STEM and inspiring students to prepare for future STEM careers. There's a new video available with tips on applying for the new ARRL America 250 Worked All States Award. The video features Education and Learning Support Specialist Max Friedman, N4ML, who walks viewers through logging into Logbook of the World, creating a new LOTW Worked All States account or selecting an existing account, adding a QSO set and related rules, and viewing award progress at america250.arrl.org. Once you've qualified for the award, return to america250.arrl.org to apply for and purchase your certificate. You can view the new video on ARRL's YouTube channel, ARRLHQ. That's Alpha Radio Radio Lima Hotel Quebec. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with this week's Hamsat Report.
Thanks. We have had segments on all different phases of satellite work. However, what about how to select a radio? I will touch on a few items you may want to consider when purchasing a radio for satellite work. Obviously, if you are going to purchase a true satellite radio from Kenwood, Icom, Yaesu, or another brand, then you're going to have most of the features you need. However, if you're looking at a handheld, mobile, or base station radio, there are a few things to consider. First, will the radio do all mode, or are you only using it for FM? An all mode will allow you to operate through all the FM satellites as well as linear satellites and with sound cards, digital. If the radio is not all mode and only FM, you need to look at the tuning steps. As close to 1 Hz is your best. However, most handhelds will allow 2.5 kHz or 5 kHz on the 2-meter band. The same is true for mobile radios. What this means is that you will only be able to hear the best based on the step. A resolution of 1 Hz allows you to hear everything. Hope this helps give you some insight into what you should be looking for. The radio that will do what you need is the one. Yes, the top of the line is great to have, but maybe a less expensive one will do the job. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Looking ahead in radio sport, there is plenty of on-the-air action just around the corner. Running August 15th through the 16th, look for the SARTG Worldwide RTTY Contest, the Russian District Award Contest, and the North American QSO Party SSB event. Also, this week is the ARRL 10 GHz and Up Contest, the Keemans Club of Japan Contest, and the Feldhell Sprint. On Sunday, August 16th, the ARRL Rookie Roundup RTTY event takes center stage. For a full list of events, be sure to visit the official ARRL contest calendar online. In convention news, the Northeast Ham Exposition is underway right now through August 16th, hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Also, this weekend is the Cincinnati Ham Fest, hosting the Great Lakes Division Convention in Owensville, Ohio. And don't forget to pack your bags for next weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, for the 2026 ARRL National Convention hosted by the Huntsville Ham Fest in Huntsville, Alabama. And that concludes the ARRL news for this week. If you have news to share, send your submissions to news@arrl.org. For the American Radio Relay League, I'm Gregory Sula, KC1YNI. Thanks for listening, and 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.